After we've listened to the biblical readings, we have the homily. Now, again, the priest isn't speaking just as himself. The homily isn't meant to be his word or his personal wisdom and insight, his helpful household hints. That's not the idea of the homily at all. And it's certainly not a moment where the preacher should get up and moralise, telling people what they've done wrong. It's meant to be a proclamation of the good news. Because, you see, if God speaks to us, it's always good news. Doesn't mean to say it's easy news, but it's good news. The homilist has listened to the word of God with the people and now helps the people to take that word and apply it to their real life situation as a community and as individuals. The problem with preaching can be that it becomes either too much the priest's word and not enough God's word, and that can be very frustrating for God's people, because people come hungry for the word of God. And if they get something other than the word of God, they go home frustrated and angry often. So it's really God's word that they are hungering for. The proclamation of the biblical readings means that the homily has to be not a word of the priest, but the word of God. It is an essentially liturgical moment, the homily. Not personal to the priest, but the word of God spoken to God's people. And if they hear the word of God, there really will be not frustration and anger, but there will be that sense that I have heard the good news that can sustain me in my life and even empower me for mission.